I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
And Mrs. Bennett is on vacation. She won't be at the meeting this evening. Thank you. Number two is our district report.
Let me just see if the building principals, we just reported out in committee on the whole. I don't know if the building principals have anything to report out, or Angie or Amy. We went through technology in committee on the whole, and if there's anything you want to say from a district standpoint, finishing our school year.
I can just mention, we have the TWE hires and a volunteer on the agenda for tonight, and we've already started kind of training them on some things, and we're really excited to have them on our team. We have a great group of kids, so we're going to be working all summer.
Great. Thanks for your work
Thank
on
you.
That.
Sure.
Eric?
We had a great day today at Grace Church. We screened 79 incoming Little Panthers. We're going to screen 55 tomorrow for the incoming kindergarten class. So it was a great day, great opportunity to build those relationships with our incoming families. So, good day.
I'll also add that last Friday night we graduated 121 Safety Town. I told him it was an advanced class this year. It only took him two tries on what day of the week we were at. First person said Tuesday, and then the second kid got Friday right. Last year, I don't know, how many we make it through last year?
Like seven or eight.
Yeah, six or seven before they got the day. We were running out of days of the week. But it was just my way of telling the parents the job that we have in front of us and the things that these kids don't know yet that they need to know in their lives. So. It was a great event, and Safety Town in this community with the leadership and the night that we have in that auditorium it's a fantastic way to start. So it was a great night. Anyone else, anything?
We just, I don't know, you probably already mentioned this, but last Wednesday, we the administrative team were at the ESC where we were kind of looking at a lot of trend data over the past, 4 to 5 years of the state test score. So. We've been working hard on filling those in and looking at how we're going to use that in our PD next year with our staff. And then Thursday and Friday, we were in Columbus for a leadership with FASA and ODE, and we spent a good part of Friday working on, making some changes and some additions to the strategic plan. So we're going to continue to work on that, and hopefully we'll have that finalized here and be ready to go.
Amy and I talked today. I don't know if I've ever had more data at my fingertips in my life as an educator. And our task right now is to determine what gets rolled out and how. Sometimes if you just put it all out there, then people find it difficult to decide what should I look up and how do I apply it. So we have a big job ahead of us. So do the building principals, just in terms of ways to roll that out that all of us. It makes sense to all of us. There's a lot out there right now. We just got ACT data in. We have AP data coming in July. So all of that's right out there for us. But I want to thank the admin team for all their work. They had a great year, and I appreciate them being here in June. Good work.
Good stuff. Anybody else? No? Great. We'll move on to number three, public participation. Is there any public participation this evening? All right, no. Number four, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion approves 4-0 with one absent. Number five, board business. Can I get a motion to approve the resolution that Norton City School District Board of Education accepts the recommendation of the superintendent to withdraw from the Portage Trail Conference at the end of the 2020-2021 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
The eight teams that are currently in the Portage Trail Conference as the Metro Conference, we are branching out into our own conference. it feels as if we are going to be called the Metro Athletic Conference, the MAC. We like the ring of that, and we're really excited. It's going to be a league that is, it's going to be education-based athletics. We have our first leadership conference in September at Cloverleaf, where six of our school leaders from Ryan's building will be joining the seven other districts. And we're going to work on things like leadership training. And there's a reason why we're doing this. We felt as if the league was just getting on a bus and going somewhere and competing and then coming home. And we were missing on some opportunities to develop student athletes into leaders. And so all eight superintendents were unified on this, and we're excited that everything worked out.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion approved 4-0. One absent. Letter B, we have the first reading for a policy, which is liaison with school boards association, the attachment A. This was just a change in some wording on a policy that we had in. We already have in our handbook now, but just a change in some wording that was required by the state. So. That didn't have its own. Can I get a motion to approve that?
No, you don't have to approve
don't
that.
Don't approve that, just first reading? Okay, very good. Okay. Going to six, the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for the Committee of the Whole meeting dated May 13th, 2019, and the regular meeting minutes May 13th, 2019? Attachment C.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve Treasurer's recommendations A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under Superintendent's recommendations, is there a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1-6?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve personnel certified one-year contract items number 1 and number 2?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
I want to talk about that one.
I'm sorry, is there any discussion?
Go ahead. There is some discussion.
I skipped it here.
So we are adding a middle school psychologist, Ross Morgan, and Ross could not be here tonight. Hopefully he is on vacation somewhere warm. But we are really pleased to also add Dr. Jessica Russo to our team here at Norton as a middle school counselor. I only wish she had more excitement for being here at Norton than I think it would be fabulous. But she came through the interview process and did a great job. She comes well-equipped to work with the students in our district, and I couldn't be more pleased. Joyce, I don't know if you want to add anything. You've worked with Dr. Russo here at the middle school.
She brought pastoral counseling to the district years ago, was the point person here at the middle school. So she has developed really strong relationships with the community and the families and the staff. So the transition into our second counselor should be pretty seamless, because we're aware of her services that she can offer and how she can help build the capacity of the staff and the students and the family. And we're excited to have her in that new role.
Dr. Russo, would you like to say a couple of things? You don't have to.
No, thank you. I just appreciate the opportunity. I'm excited to be a part of Panther.
Great.
So one of the things, you know, when we worked with our community on the earned income, we had talked about adding positions to our mental health team, and we're adding two fantastic people here. And we were serious with the community in terms of, we felt like we had these needs with these students, and these were two positions that we needed to address and get us closer to where we can fully help the entire child in our school district. So we're excited to have you, so welcome.
Welcome. Are you done?
I'm finished.
You done? Okay, good deal.
It's a good question.
Right. There you go. Sagan Bush, call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. Congratulations.
Welcome.
Can I have a motion to approve personnel classified items 1-3?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Is there a motion to approve personnel items D through F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve the supplementals and stipends item G through M?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. And is there a motion to approve the consent agenda items N through V?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. Item 9, superintendent report.
Talked enough.
Talked enough tonight? All right. That's what we like to hear.
Yes.
Game 5 coming up.
Yeah. Oh, I think Ryan wants to hear some stuff.
No.
Is there any discussion, Mr. Santelli? Do you have anything?
I mentioned during the committee, the whole meeting, that I'm going to be putting together a crew of people to help put banner brackets up sometime in July. If you are interested in helping, it's the pole, the brackets that are going to go on light poles around the high school, where we're going to be displaying the new banners. If you are interested in helping out, please email me at the school email address, my school email address. Plus, we're also looking for donors who are interested in purchasing some of the banners. They're $58 a piece, and we're going to have 36 of them. We've already had some people donate and other organizations pledge certain amounts. So if you would like to help out, we would be more than happy to take your money.
Very good. Anything else?
That's it.
No? Mr. Yule?
Just real quick, our last meeting, the spring sports banquet wasn't held yet. So
right.
In our athletic council meeting. I may be one off. I thought I counted right, and I've been known to not have all the numbers, but I believe it was 44 scholar athletes, which is 3.4 GPA plus a letter, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think about that when you talk about the new league, and hopefully that continues to grow, because every single sports season we have a ton of scholar athletes, and that's important. And then we didn't know at that time, but Coach Schwartz was Coach of the Year. So
that's great.
Congratulations.
And our shortstop team. Player of the year in the conference.
Yeah, Parker, right?
Parker.
Yep. So, congratulations.
Great. Mrs. Bubble?
I don't know. Summer's already starting to go fast. But we had our 98th annual Norton Alumni Banquet last Saturday. Over 240 people came. And we had three people that came, graduated class of 1938, 39, and 40. So they were 99, 98, and 97. So it was exciting to see that Panther Spirits goes back 80 some years. Mm-hmm. So it was a great time.
They were there almost at the first one.
The lady that's the oldest was born the year after the alumni banquet started. So.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. So enjoy your summer.
It is.
It's going to go fast. Yeah.
Mrs. Singenbush?
Nope, happy yeah. Summer.
No? Good deal.
Maybe we'll have some weather for it here
yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. Summer will show up.
Not this week.
No.
No, not at all. Just want to say, Dr. Russo, welcome. Congratulations. Looking forward to it. Congratulations to all the graduates, high school, 8th grade, 4th grade, kindergarten. Facebook was busy that week.
Safety Town,
that's right. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Was it a preschool?
It was a busy week, yeah. But, you know, it's good to see all the kids, all the, you know, celebrating and get to see all the pictures. It's fun. I did read about Coach Schwartz. Congratulations to Coach Schwartz. It was a fantastic season. Great to see the accomplishments. The senior class worked hard. That was a good senior class. The whole team worked hard, but that senior class has worked hard through the years for that. They put in a lot of time and effort. So other than that, that was it. I hope everybody has a great summer. Hopefully it gets warm out there. So can I receive a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Meeting is adjourned.